Alan, where's your emergency?
I have an emergency, a severe emergency. I'm in a flooding. My car veered off the road while I was doing my newspapers, and I'm flooded over here on the end of Kincaid, and it's all the way up to my windows, and I can't get out, and I'm scared to death, ma'am.
Okay,
Can you please help me really
listen,
bad?
I need you to calm down. I need you to tell me where you are.
I don't know, ma'am. I'm on the end of Kincaid down here by these apartments. There's some apartments on Kincaid. I don't know what they're called.
What color
off
is your
Park
vehicle?
Avenue. On the other side of Kincaid, at the very end of Kincaid Street, there's some apartments, and I
Right.
thought
Do
I
you
cut
have
through
a
the
dark blue car, is what I'm asking you? What color is your vehicle?
Yeah, dark. It's gray SUV, lady, and the mortar's all the way up to my windows.
Okay, hold on for me. Don't hang up.
And it's coming in my windows. I mean, I'm floating in water right now, ma'am.
And you're at close to the area of 5801 Kincaid?
Yes, ma'am. I need help right now. I'm soaking wet. I'm sick, and I don't know what to do, ma'am.
Okay, what's your name?
Debbie Stevens. Please help me. I don't want to die.
You're not gonna die. Hold on for a minute.
Well, I need. I'm scared. I'm sorry. I didn't know the water. I couldn't see the water, and when I came up on it, man, it just all of a sudden hit me.
And you're in a gray van.
I'm in a gray SUV, a Mazda CX-9.
And you are a paper person?
Yes, I'm a paper person. Please send somebody fast to get me. I'm scared.
Okay, listen to me.
I can't
calm
swim.
Down
I can't
for
swim.
Me.
I'm going to drown.
You're not going to drown. Just calm down.
Well, ma'am, it's all the way up to my chest.
Okay,
please
listen
hurry.
To me. I understand. Hold on for me. Just
I'm
hang
scared.
Up, okay?
I'm sorry.
I understand.
I'm
it's fine to be scared. You have a right to be scared.
I'm
Hold on for
scared.
Me. Did you go off the road into a ditch?
No, ma'am. I was in the parking lot of the apartment cutting through to go to my paper route because I couldn't go down 66th Street because it was flooded. And when I got to the end, I couldn't see the water in that driveway. And there was water everywhere, and it just took me away and started pulling me, just sucking me in, and then my car died. How long is it going to be, ma'am? My phone's going to die, and I can't charge it. It's going to get wet. It's all the way up to my neck almost.
Okay, hold on for me.
Hello?
I'm listening to you, so I said hold on for me.
Oh, God, please help me. Lord, please help me. I don't want to die.
Miss Debbie, I need you to calm down and hold on, okay?
Oh, I'm scared, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm scared. I need the cops to come get me. I need somebody to help me. I'm scared.
Are you the only one in the vehicle?
Yes, I'm the only one in the vehicle with all my papers floating around me.
Okay, listen to me. Make sure
yes,
you're
ma'am.
In the area of 5801 Kincaid.
I don't know where 5801 Kincaid is. I don't know. I just know there's two sets of apartments
no, I
over
know,
there.
But she's not sure. Listen to me. Listen to me. If you're doing the paper,
yes.
You got to know at least a little bit of where you are.
I can do this paper route over here, ma'am. I was cutting through to go to my paper route because I couldn't get down 66th Street.
Tell me what you see then. What do you see?
There's some apartments. Cause all I see is some apartments. I don't know the names of any of these apartments
what
over here.
The apartment,
I don't do
what does the apartment complex look like?
I can't see them, but ma'am, there's two sets of apartment complexes, one on the right and one on the left. And I'm in the back side of them back here in a bunch of grass. It looks like a bunch of trees.
Okay. I'm going to send somebody out there to you, okay?
What? It's getting up to me. I'm scared. How long is it going to take?
I don't have an officer available, so it's going to take a minute. So I'm going to try to get somebody out there to you. Just call them, okay?
I'm going to die. It's all the way up to my windows. I'm going to die.
You're not
going to
die.
I can't die. Oh, my God. I need to go and tell my mommy bye because I don't want to die. Ma'am, it's all the way up to me. Ma'am.
Listen to me, Miss Debbie. Just stay on the phone with me. I'm going to get somebody out there to you. Just hold on and don't hang up.
It's going to die, ma'am, because it's going to run my phone because my phone's going to get wet.
Hold on for me.
I'm going to get out and swim. If I could, I would. But I don't know how to swim, baby. I'm scared. And there's people over there watching me, and they're probably laughing, and they're over there looking at me.
People are looking at you, and they're not going to help you?
Two sets of cars over there, and they're just all looking at me like I'm stupid. I couldn't help it. I lost it. They just started pulling me down the road.
Okay, hold on for me.
I got my lights on in my car. That's the only thing you can see. I just need help. It's getting bad. It's only past Please help me. Please help me. How long is it going
to
be? Please,
listen
ma'am.
To me. Listen to me. I need you to calm down and hold on.
Okay? I'm scared, ma'am.
I understand that you're scared, but there's nothing I can do sitting in a chair, so you're going to have to hold on, and I'm going to send you somebody, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Hold on. I'm still here. Hold on.
Ma'am, please hurry.
Listen to me. I understand. Hold on for me.
Ma'am, they're going to let me die.
I'm not going to let you die. Why?
Oh, ma'am, I don't
want to
die. I'm sorry, but I don't want to die today.
You're not going to die.
My SUV is ruined. Oh, my gosh. Somebody help me. My brain is
Hold on for me, ma'am.
I'm holding on, ma'am. It's all I can do. I'm scared. Because it's getting higher and higher, and my phone's going to die, and y'all ain't going to find me. I'm going to get the fuck away.
Okay, just hold on for me.
And I can't swim. I can't swim at all.
It's going to be in the area of 5801 Kincaid Avenue. I'm on the phone with a female. She's stuck in a van. She's on a paper route.
I'm in an SUV.
And she's got water up to her chest. What color?
No, I was like it. Oh, please help me.
Ladder 1, be advised, it'll be a gray SUV.
And I've got my lights on inside. You can see me. Ma'am?
I hear you.
Did you tell them I got my lights on inside where they can see me?
Yes.
Can you tell me how long it's going to be, ma'am? It's getting higher, ma'am.
Ma'am, I understand that you're scared. I know the water level is getting high, but I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh, my God, I'm going to die.
You're not going to die. You're going to die.
I'm scared.
I know you're scared. Just stay on the phone with me, okay?
I'm scared. I'm scared. Somebody save me.
Am I not on the phone with you trying to get you some help?
Yes.
Okay,
somebody get me out before I die. I'm sorry.
You're not
going to
die. I don't know why you're freaking out. It's okay. I know the water level is high.
Scared.
I understand that. But you're freaking out doing nothing but losing your oxygen up in there. So just calm down.
But are they not going to come get me?
You said what? I'm sorry.
When are they going to be here?
As soon as they get there.
Well, how long is that going to be before I die?
Yeah, I know.
Man, my phone's going to die. They're not going to find me. It's going to ruin my brand new phone.
Do you really care about your brand new phone? I mean, you're over there crying for your life. Who cares about your phone?
Come on, I need to get down. I need to throw up. I need to throw up right now.
Well, then you're in water. You can throw up. It's not going to matter. If you got throw up on yourself, they'll still help you.
No, my car is fixing to catch on fire.
How, if it's underwater?
It's turned on. I can't turn it off.
Your car's not going to catch fire in water.
Oh. It's making an awful funny noise and smoking. Oh, my God, ma'am. It's all the way up past my door.
Just stay on the phone with me. I'm going to get somebody there to you. They should be there because I'm sending the fire out to you to help you out.
Oh, can I put you on hold? Can I need to call my mother-in-law so she knows I'm okay.
Okay, well, you're not okay, so you can call your mother-in-law when you're actually out of the vehicle. So, no, you cannot call her right
okay.
now.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you pray? Will you pray with me?
In her vehicle.
Hello?
I'm here. I can still hear everything you're saying to me. I have.
Will you pray with me, please?
You go ahead and start off the prayer, and I'll listen to you. I sure will.
Lord, please just help me. Get me out of this water safely, dear Father. Why did this have to happen to me, Father? people and just be with me and protect me and help me, dear Father, please. Dear Father, help me. My vehicle is ruined.
Yeah, but it's better that your vehicle is ruined than you being swept away and nobody knows where you are. So just stay on the phone.
I'm
going to
be swept away because my mom
No, you're not. You have nowhere to be swept away to besides the street that you're on. So just calm down, okay?
Well, I'm at the end of a street, but man,
right,
it's no, getting
I'm hard. I'm looking at it right now, and at the end of the street is some bushes, so you'll be just fine.
Man, it's getting all the way up to my chest, and I'm getting.
I know the water's up
to
your chest. Just stay on the phone with me, and I have an officer. I have an officer and the fire department coming out to you. So just hold on, okay?
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry if I'm rude, but I'm scared.
You're not being rude. I know you're scared. Just calm down for me.
I'm scared. I've never had anything like this happen to me before.
Well, this will teach you next time. Don't drive in the water.
Couldn't see it, ma'am. I'm sorry, or I wouldn't have.
I don't see how you didn't see it. You had to go right over it, so.
No, ma'am. I was in a drive. I was in a parking lot. There was no water where I was at.
Okay.
And when I got to the end of the parking lot, I was looking for the road to get out into the main road. When I got to the main road, it was too late. There was water, and I couldn't see it fast enough.
The water just didn't appear.
I didn't see it fast enough. My headlight went out, and I couldn't see it.
Okay. It's okay. We'll get you help and get you out of there. Just hold on, okay?
Okay, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you're not the only one that's been stuck in the water. We've had some 80-year-olds that have been stuck,
ma'am.
Too. So
this
calm
is
down.
Scary. It's scary. Because I can't swim.
I think even though you can't swim, I think you can still stand up in this. How tall are you?
Taller and it's higher than me.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm only 5 foot tall.
Okay, well, you're not 3 foot, so you'll be just fine.
Okay. Well, the cops stand under my house. I don't live very far.
Of course.
Ma'am.
10-4. They're pulling somebody else out the water, and as soon as they do, they'll come to you, so just stay right there, okay?
I'm not going nowhere, ma'am. I can't go nowhere. I'm just praying. Will they take me home to my house, ma'am?
10-4.
Ma'am. Oh my God, it's getting even higher.
Okay, just stay on the phone with me. I know that you're scared, that's why I'm not hanging up with you, okay? So just stay on the phone with
me. Will they take me back to my house, please?
I don't know what they'll do.
If not, I can walk to my house. I live on Hooper Lane. I got animals in my house I gotta get home to, and I gotta go get some more papers so somebody can take me to throw them.
They're not gonna take you and do all that. They'll take you and drop you off.
I don't
they
need
have other
take
people
me home.
To rescue as well. So you'll
no, that's
to...
not what I said. They need to take me home, and my mother-in-law is gonna come get me to throw the rest of my papers.
I don't know if they'll take you home. They're just gonna take you to a dry spot. I don't know what they're gonna do when they get there. You have to ask them because I have no
mother-in-law
idea.
Mother-in-law to come get me. I'll call my mother-in-law to come get me.
So you're gonna have her drive out in this?
No, she's out doing papers right now, and she's a district manager for the Southwest Times Record. She's already out throwing around. I called her before I called you, and she was out throwing around. She's out in this, yes.
Okay.
You know how much longer it's going to be, ma'am?
As soon as they get there, I cannot give you a time.
Oh, my God. What time is it now, ma'am? Those people are standing up on their balcony watching me sitting in this water. That's pretty rude.
A lot of people have called in on you, so I don't think that nobody's just sitting there. They actually called in, but they're not going to get themselves in danger because you put yourself in danger.
I understand that, ma'am. I understand that. I'm just scared.
I know you're scared.
And the water's creeping up, and in a minute I won't be able to talk to you when my phone goes
They'll
crazy.
be there before that happens, so calm down.
Oh, you, I'm sorry, ma'am. What's your name?
Donna.
Donna, thank you for being here for me, Miss Donna.
You're welcome.
I'm just scared, and I don't know what to do. I can tell you, when it rains again, I ain't never doing this.
That sounds like a good idea. Because, you know, Fort Smith, water is just like you just paid on the street.
I've done papers for 21 years, and I've never had it like this.
Yeah, I think that's understandable, though. Hold on for me, okay? Fort Smith, please, this is Donna. How can I help you? For which address? Okay. Can somebody put out a call for Barlink for Highway 58 and 8? Okay, then I can cancel it. They got the Barlink. Thank you.
Oh my God, ma'am.
Yes.
It's done. My phone's gonna die.
No, it's not. Just hold on for me.
Ma'am, I can't. It's getting all the way up to my neck.
You can hold on. Just hold on.
Oh, don't worry. I got a pee so bad.
Yeah, I'm on the phone with the female now. She's freaking out, and she says the water's for her. She's doing her paper route to area 5801 Kincaid on the back side is all I got. Do you see the officer, ma'am?
No, I don't see nobody, ma'am.
10-4, it's going to be a
great
SUV.
I can't see nobody, I got my lights on, but I don't see nobody.
Do you hear the fire trucks?
Rushing water, ma'am. I can't hear nothing.
Okay, well, don't cry, and then don't talk, and then let me know if you hear the fire department.
Don't what?
The fire trucks. Tell me if you hear the fire trucks.
No, ma'am. All I can hear is rushing water. I see flashing headlights over there, but I think that's somebody's car. I hope they're not broke down. Too.
Literally, 5801 Kincaid is what she said. No, she doesn't see her, and I don't hear the apparatuses either. Are you close to Oak Brook Apartments, ma'am?
I'm over here by these two sets of apartments, yes, ma'am. At the end of the street, at the very end of the street, that
yes,
little circle,
at the end
whatever
of the
it
street
is.
In between those two apartments, yes.
Right behind those.
Okay,
right
hold
behind
on.
The
listen to me. I cannot
right
hear you
on the left hand side.
Okay,
ma'am.
Hold on for me. Hold on.
Sorry, ma'am. Sorry. Ma'am, it's just getting so hot. My phone's gonna die. Ma'am.
Hold on for me. Do you see the fire department?
No, ma'am.
Pumper 7. Do you see her vehicle?
My lights are on inside, if you can see my lights. My interior lights are on.
Are you on the park side? Are you in the parking lot side? Are you on the road?
Ma'am, you go down that street that runs in between those two apartments right there, and I'm on the, and the street goes to the end, and my car veered off to the left, and I'm behind these last set of apartments on the left-hand side. I'm behind them. I guess it's a circle down there. I don't know. I've never driven down on this part. I don't know, ma'am.
She says she's in between both apartment complexes on this street at the dead end.
Very back side, there's a bunch of trees.
Right there. She shows 5801 at the end.
The back side of these apartments over here where these people are at, they can all see me. They're all standing out there watching me.
Miss Debbie, you're going to have to shut up, okay? I need you to listen.
Sorry.
Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you start your is your car still on there? Like, can you honk your horn?
My horn is dead.
Okay, hold on for me.
My horn is dead.
Okay, hold on for me.
Everything is dead.
Listen to me. Hold on. Who, fire? Are they really?
That's even higher. It's all the way past my doors.
Hold on for me. Don't hang up.
Ma'am, please.
Hold on for me. Hold on.
Ladder two.
Oh my god. Damn, it's getting higher and higher and I'm scared. Oh my god.
Number 7 is needing you in the area, 5801 Kincaid Avenue.
Oh, Lord, help me.
They're trying to come to you. The whole parking lot is flooded. They're trying to find you, okay? So hold on for me.
Okay, I'm at the very back of the on the end of that road on 58th Street. That's what street that is. I didn't know, ma'am. Oh, my God, my car's starting to move. Oh, ma'am, my car's starting to move. Please.
Okay, listen to me. I know. I'm trying to get you as help as I can, okay? Just hold on for me.
Okay, ma'am, please.
I know you're scared. I know. Hold on for me because I've got to take other calls plus you and listen to all these guys.
Okay, ma'am.
Just hold on for me,
okay?
Okay,
ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Dear Lord, please just get me out. Dear Lord, please help him find me. Dear Lord, please. Lord, please.
Station 1. Number 7 is wanting you to go ahead and clip up the boat and get it ready if they should need you. Okay, I know. Listen to me. They are in the area. They are trying to find you. They cannot find you right now. I'm trying to ping where you are, so do not hang up because this 911 call is helping me ping your location, so don't hang up on me. Okay, where are you moving to? Tell me where it's going. Okay, tell me where you are. Listen to me, hold on. I'm on the phone with her right now. She is legit freaking out. She said the vehicle is now moving in the water and she doesn't know which way it's going, so stand by.
This is Kincaid Avenue that I'm standing on right now. This is the street where Deborah Stevens was calling 911, pleading for help. And these are the apartments to my right and to my left where she was describing where she was trapped at. And let me quickly show you this sign right here. They installed these signs after she died, warning people about the flood danger here. Now, if you see ahead of you, you can kind of see how this street kind of goes up a little hill on a little incline, and then it comes down right here. And then it comes up against this little bunker area right here, which is right next to the freeway. So you can see where here in Fort Smith, when it rains, and that night it was pouring, you can kind of see how the water can get trapped. And Deborah, like she was telling the 911 operator, she never came this way. This wasn't her route. She just came this way to try to make a shortcut to deliver those newspapers. And when she was found in her car dead, her car was sitting somewhere right in this area right here, this channel right here. And this is where a lot of the water, when it rains here in Fort Smith, a lot of it gets diverted right through this channel. Now, when it rains here, maybe if it rains 1 or 2 inches, this channel, the water here will rise a few feet, and it can, you know, when it rains quickly, it fills up quickly, and just as quickly, it's gone. So you won't rarely ever see this channel right here flooded like how it happened on that night. And let me tell you, everything that could possibly go wrong in that situation that early morning went terribly, terribly wrong. That will teach you next time not to drive in the water, says one former 911 operator, Donna Renault. Little did Donna know was that Debbie was not gonna get a next time. My heart absolutely broke when I heard that 911 call and I heard the way that 911 operator spoke to Debbie. And to hear her plead for her life was very, very, very difficult. I had to sit in my vehicle for an hour to calm down because I didn't want to turn this video into like an angry tirade. I don't like doing those videos when I get a little bit emotional, you know what I mean? I like to kind of be as reserved as I possibly can. Sometimes I can't help it. But yeah, that was the worst audio I've ever heard in my life. That was absolutely, absolutely terrible. And the part in the video that really made me was when she had told the operator that she had seen another car, and she said, "I hope they're not broke down too." This woman in her final moments was still, she was still thinking about others. You know, I've been wanting to do this video for quite some time, and you know, I got so many stories in my head, in my notebooks, that I honestly, the problem is I forget a lot of it. I'll pass an area and I'll just forget. That's mainly what it is. And when I was planning on this video was gonna be a lot different than what it is now. And I'm glad that it's different because I was going to be very vindictive and malicious towards this former 911 operator, Donna Renault. I was going to say some very unpleasant things and some very unkind words for this woman. A woman is normally caring and nurturing by nature. And I'm going to try not to judge this Donna Renault off of only but maybe a minute and a half of a 22-minute 911 call of her being very, very rude to her. And it's very hard to not, because I am right now very upset and angry. But this is, you know, when you hear a 911 call and you hear, you know, sometimes you'll hear operators being rude and crass and abrasive. You know, oftentimes they're doing what they're told as their training dictates, correct? And 911 operators have to be somewhat calm, reserved, maybe just a little bit rude sometimes, because they have to try to take command of a situation where somebody's life is in jeopardy. Now, that doesn't mean that they have to be rude, but sometimes they have to be stern. So I think sometimes when you hear a 911 call, and a lot of people say like, "Oh, that 911, operator was being a jerk." Well, sometimes they have to be that jerk because they have to take command of a situation. And I don't know Donna Renault. I don't know how she is as a person. She might even be a good person, but because of her possibly just hearing so many 911 calls throughout the years, and maybe she's become desensitized to it, and maybe she thought that Debbie was just, you know, over-exaggerating, that she let her compassion, she let her humanity, She, for that moment, just pretty much let it go. Told that woman to shut up. And for the last moments of Debbie's life, to have to, you know, cry and you're pleading and you're scared and you can't swim, and Donna's not there. You know what I mean? It, like I keep saying this, and I sound like a broken record. It's one thing to see something on the TV or hear something on the radio. It's another thing to be at the scene, because you're not there, so you don't know what it looks like. You can't imagine the absolute fear and terror that she was going through, knowing she cannot swim, and the waters are picking her car up and submerging it in the water. A terrible way to die. One of the worst ways to die that I can imagine. And for your last moments on earth to be talked down to. Now, I know that Donna was, you know, most of the call, she was trying to, you know, she was professional. But just because of those few minutes of, you know, her being very nasty and mean and cruel, I hurt that Deborah had to hear that. Can you pray with me? How many of us in our lives are ever going to be put in that position where we're facing death in front of our very eyes? That is no way to go, to know fear and terror. And about 3 weeks after Debbie died, her mother, she passed away at the age of 80. And some say that it was from a broken heart. Absolutely just brokenhearted for the both of them. Truly am.